Hello everyone and welcome to episode 150 of the Cult of Tea and Dice. You can now blow party poppers and stuff, fireworks, you know.
Pop.
That was not a euphemism, I swear.
It was a goth party popper. Pop.
To sound very sarcastic as well.
I'm just imagining a grumpy weasel.
That would be an emo one.
There's a grumpy weasel watching you with his arms folded going, oh, that was my line.
Is it Willy Weasel from Tufty's Road Safety?
No, because Pop goes the weasel.
Okay.
Right. So the weasel's supposed to say Pop.
You know how we started drinking a little while ago? We've gone way off topic already.
Yeah, as you may have noticed, a recurring theme through every 50th special, and this one is a special with the capital 5, we are drinking.
Oh god, yes.
Yes.
Not tea, no.
Blues in the hall. This is a drunken game. I have myself on my second can of Taurus Dark Fruit Cider. It's basically Aldi's knockoff fruit cider. It's really good.
Really?
Yes. Nice. I keep plugging Aldi on this show.
The pear one's quite good, actually.
Yeah, I had the pear one before, but I've never had the dark fruit, so I thought, that is really quite good.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm drinking a rum demon.
Well, it's a normal demon.
Well, yes. But
it's a demon with mint.
Yes.
From a teapot.
It is coming in a teapot.
a demon came in a teapot, and now I'm drinking it.
Now we're drinking it.
Jesus, we just spiked off the charts.
That'll be my problem for editing later. Yeah. But no, a demon came in a teapot, and now we're drinking it out of pint glasses.
Happy days.
Kinky.
Mm-hmm. I'm not joining in with that. I'm Archive, and yeah. I've got Rekordlich strawberry and lime cider.
I like the strawberry and lime.
Mm-hmm.
I like the strawberry and lime.
Yeah, it's good.
Mrs. Morgan likes the strawberry and lime.
It makes me very happy.
I actually went to a place the other week that had it on tap.
Oh, fucking hell.
Wow.
It was London, so it was fucking expensive as hell.
Oh, yes. I'd be unable to leave the place now.
Oh, yeah. But yes, so we're doing, as you may notice, once I am actually running the special this
time. I'm Mordrigan, by the way, just in case
he's Mordrigan. In case you didn't realise who the fuck that was. I'm actually running this one. For once.
And who are you?
I'm bloodied, I thought I heard. No, I didn't say that. Okay, I'm bloodied. Hi.
If you did, I don't remember.
If you didn't, no.
Ladies and gentlemen of the listening public, we've already gotten a little sloppy, and that's because we've already gotten a little drunk.
There are other reasons that I'm occasionally sloppy, but you'll have to ask Allegory about that.
I didn't need that right now. I've already got a demon coming in a teapot. I didn't need that.
You've got it anyway.
Yeah, my revenge would be actually giggling because he's increased my microphone quite a lot.
For reasons.
If I actually giggle, he will explode.
And not in the demon way, in the teapot.
Not into the teapot.
No, the teapot lid is firmly closed.
My counter revenge would be the fact that you have to edit this.
Yes.
Anyway.
I always have to.
So, rather than Kobold ate my babies for once, mainly because I don't really know how that system works, not that it stopped us before.
I just tell you shit, and then occasionally we roll dice because...
Oddly enough, that's my plan for this time. But,
okay, then that's good.
We're using Fleet Accelerate instead, because it's a nice simple system.
This is the system we used for Netrunner. Do not expect this to be anywhere near as good as Netrunner.
We also use this for Discworld.
Yes, we did. Sorry. We've used it for Discworld, we used it for Netrunner. Do not expect us to get it as right as we did those two times.
Yeah, God no.
We're gonna suck at rules today.
But you see, today we're going to tell a story. A story of great heroism. A story of dark and foreboding times. A story that centres around England's, well, Britain's truest defence. I am, of course, referring to its undead celebrity defence force.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, for centuries now, Britain's interests around the world have been preserved by famous people who died, but they're not really dead, because we're Britain and we don't have that sort of thing.
We don't do that.
It's not allowed.
That's changed. Yes, so... The three of you are currently waiting, because you're due to be given a briefing by your commanding officer.
Yes.
But who are you, anyway?
I'm staring at the other two.
Oh, did you want me to start?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm a middle-aged lady, dressed in a Victorian bustle dress, just because I can, or I did, and my title currently is Countess Lovelace, and I am a daughter of Lord Byron.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so I'm a small brown fluffy dog with like big adorable eyes called Mr. Higgins, who played Pippin in a children's TV programme called Come Outside.
And if those of you in America have no idea what that was, that's okay.
Neither do I.
None of us have seen this room actually know that show either, but it's okay. And a cute dog.
I think we just killed blooded.
Yes.
I'm a man. I'm wearing a black robe. I have slightly lank hair. To look at my face, you would call it sallow, perhaps, but I am, in fact, one of the greatest actors that England has ever produced. I am, of course, Alan Rickman.
So, yes, the three of you are now in... Sorry. Yes, that's fine.
If I'm honest, I'd rather not be here. I find the man very strange.
Woof.
You might want to say you want to cut his heart out with a spoon.
It would hurt more.
Well, it is dull. You twit. But yes, at this point, your commanding officer enters on a tiger made of lightning.
Of course he does.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As you may have gathered, you are gathered, I said it twice, here today because Britain is facing a crisis.
Woof.
Britain is always facing a crisis. We're good at it.
Yes, that's because we have the powers of the Undead Celebrity Squad to preserve us.
Yes.
This time, I will bring up the holographic display.
Tap, tap, tap.
The holographic display isn't working.
Tap, tap, tap.
Give it a kick.
Ah, fuck you.
Kick.
I always find it most enjoyable to kick technology.
Technology is brilliant.
Yes.
It couldn't get me back to my home planet. Oh wait, no, that was the man who fell to Earth.
I think you're mixing up films and reality again, David.
Possibly, Alan. Possibly.
Have you by any chance been at the drugs? It's difficult to say that as Alan Rickman without laughing.
You know it doesn't work anymore. My nostrils just can't inhale the cocaine.
Have you been blood chugging it?
You know, I haven't tried that. I'll bear that in mind.
What?
We aim to please.
Don't worry, I'm just going to use this whiteboard instead.
Excellent.
As you are aware, well, you're not, because I'm telling you, Riley has risen from the sea.
Oh.
And that's bad.
Yes.
Because Cthulhu will probably wake up and kill us all.
Could we not aim him at America?
Woof.
Well, yes, but how long do you think that would last? I mean, seriously, look at Trump's competency. What do you think he's going to do against Cthulhu?
It would at least buy us some time.
I would presume he would appoint him to the Supreme Court. General politics seem to match quite closely.
Anyway, that wouldn't buy us very long, as Ada Lovelace said. Did I get that right?
Mm.
Yes, hooray! I got the reference. This is really just an excuse for me to keep doing a terrible Bowie impression.
He's going for the long ball.
But yes.
It's okay, I've just refreshed my drink.
And finally deafened the GM.
That's going to happen a lot.
Yes, well. But yes, we can't rely on America taking it in the arse to save us.
No, I hope that is illegal now.
Not yet, but they'll try.
That seems likely. So, what exactly is our mission? Are we going to prepare?
Woof.
Yes, your mission, should you choose to accept it, which you'd better, because otherwise this is going to be a really fucking short episode, is to go to Relay and find out who raised the island and if they're trying to wake Cthulhu and stop them. And stop Cthulhu if he wakes up, I guess. That's probably impossible, but never mind.
Do we have access to Thora Heard? I believe she could send anybody to sleep. Even Cthulhu would prove incapable.
Sir, are you insulting the powers of the Last of the Summer Wine? A truly fantastic show.
Yes.
Son
yes,
of a bitch.
I am.
How dare you, Alan? How dare you? That was a lovely British institution.
Yeah. But it was. Yes, but it was, as you must agree, boring as all shit.
That's not the point. Well, it kind of is. But it also isn't.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, yes. You've got access to all the equipment you could want, because you are, of course, the top defense that the British Empire has. Except we don't have an empire. But, well, we kind of do.
Well,
we've got Guernsey, I think.
We dropped it down the back of the sofa, obviously.
Shit.
What do we know about Riley?
Well, it's an island, and I've got you this pretty aerial picture.
He's got a pretty aerial picture.
Yes. The helicopter wet pilot went insane and crashed shortly thereafter.
Really?
Well, yes, that's why I said it.
So we know it's an island?
Yes.
Oh, the demons get stronger further towards the bottom of the teapot.
Should have stirred your teapot battle. Yes.
Fucking hell.
Oh, wait, now that's not one of my songs. Get out of my head, the National. You don't have songs about Cthulhu.
Stick to ashes, to ashes, to ashes.
To funk
ashes.
To funky.
I don't know how to stop saying the name of the song.
Oh, no. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go ride around with this tiger made of lightning some more.
Well, yes.
Away!
Obviously.
And away goes David Bowie on his tiger made of lightning.
Wow, that was...
Is it me, or does he get more, you know, insane every time we meet him?
I don't think it's just more. I don't think it's more at all. It's just...
Well, he is quite a lad.
Yes.
Jesus, that hurt. That physically hurt.
It shall do.
Good.
So, if I remember correctly, we have to go to Riley, which is in the Pacific. I say we steal Concorde. That still flies, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Or we could take a boat.
Boats are good.
But slow.
How slow?
Quite slow.
How slow is quite rowing speed?
Slightly faster than rowing speed, but slower than a plane.
Ramming speed?
That was what I was thinking, yes. I have read the works of H.P. Lovecraft. I believe the usual method of dealing with Cthulhu is to ram him in the face with a steamer.
Usual as in someone did it once.
Woof, woof.
Well, yes. But to be perfectly honest, if it works once on Great Cthulhu, we should probably bear it in mind. Or perhaps Concord. Spiky, spiky Concord. We could always crash it into his stupid octopoid face. So, I would suggest that possibly some kind of Concord followed by a boat, maybe.
Okay.
So, why don't we take Concord to Los Angeles, a lovely place filled with terrible people, and then a boat from there?
Ooh, I've never been to America.
Oh, it's a disastrous place, but that's hardly beside the point.
Okay.
We're on Her Majesty's work here.
Woof. Yeah. How far is it from Los Angeles?
Well, it's the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's quite some way.
Right.
But I don't think they have runways there, so we should prepare for a long sea voyage.
What else could we possibly need?
Hmm. It is a good question. I would suggest 10,000 armed men and a couple of tanks, however. I somehow don't think
they're in the cupboard that we can use.
No. As I hear it, there's no point using nuclear weapons against Great Cthulhu. You just make him angry and radioactive.
The worst kind of angry.
In fact, I have an idea.
Woof.
We should buy a sleeping cat, a slanket the size of Wembley Station, and 750,000 tons of sleeping pills.
That could work.
Yes. More importantly, who do we think is trying to wake him up? It's not the sort of thing you wake up in the morning and decide, perhaps I want to wake Great Cthulhu today.
So you're saying it's been planned for a long time? Woof, woof.
Do you know who I think it is?
Who?
Bruce fucking Willis. Little shit, he used to step all over my lines.
Why would he want to do that?
I don't know, I'm prejudiced.
Obviously.
So, what more could we possibly want?
Well, we got a bow and arrow.
Yes, some kind of better arrow. I saw a chap on a film once, he had all sorts of arrows.
What film was this?
I think it was called Avengers.
Oh, that's another one for the list then.
Yes, I remember now that you are somewhat behind.
Just a little.
It's the bustle. It doesn't flatter.
Oh, I thought it was quite...
It was very in fashion some 200 years ago. Well, possibly we should arrange some form of weaponry. And I assume you will bring a box of wires like you normally do.
Well, things I can quickly... lock up.
That
as in
word. I don't think it means quite what you think it means anymore.
What does it mean?
I will explain later. Much, much later.
Oh, okay. Just write that down then.
Yes.
No locking off.
Anyway, they are likely to be of an eldritch nature. On a bonus point, I used to be the defense against the dark arts, the master at Hogwarts, so that's me, Alan Rickman, not the character I was playing. So I believe I should be able to defend us against their dark magic. And yes, I am writing that in. Defense? I didn't spell it right, but I am writing it in.
I'm sure it's close enough.
No, it wasn't. I was the den fence.
Oh, dear.
Okay, then.
Defense against the dark arts master. Spelled with only one R as opposed to eight. So, I may be able to defend us against their magics.
You have a chance yesterday.
But I'll need a bezoar and several pints of, like, troll spit for reasons best left known only to myself.
Woof. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a very useful thing, troll spit.
I'll take your word for it. Woof.
You should.
Right, so... okay, you're going by Concord.
Yes, we're going to steal Concord.
Okay.
The model, the one that they've got in the aircraft museum. We're going to borrow it, take it to Los Angeles, and then get a tramp steamer, because the tramp steamer is what you need. It's the weapon of choice against Cthulhu.
Okay.
Because why would you not?
Because there are way faster ways of travelling now. It's not, you know...
Yes, but this one you can crash into Cthulhu's face.
You can crush a lot of things into Cthulhu's face.
That's true.
Just need him to get to bend down first. No?
So what you're saying is...
he did say face.
Yeah.
Quah! Oh, that's a bit mint. Ah. Sorry, I was just assaulted by a piece of mint.
Okay, so how exactly are you planning on stealing Concord?
Woof, woof.
Oh, wow. Personally, I was going to walk into the aircraft museum and say, "Hi, I'm the zombie of Alan Rickman, and I want your Concord." But I'm certain that that's possibly not the greatest plan ever.
Yeah, you're technically not supposed to go around revealing that you're, like, zombies working for the British government.
Hmm.
It's generally frowned upon.
That does make it much more difficult. Does anyone else have any ideas? We could go with a bit of daring do, does perhaps.
Woof, woof, woof.
No. In that case, I'm afraid we are falling down to yourself.
Are you sure you want Concord?
It's the fastest way to get to the slow, slow ship. And in theory, if we drove it all the way there, we could actually crash it into Cthulhu's spiky face. No, he doesn't know. You know what I mean.
Can I look to see if there are any other, like, Concords about?
I don't know if there is. I think that is the only one we've got now.
Yeah.
We took the other bits.
Pretty much, yeah.
The aircraft museum is our only hope.
I believe there might be one in Scotland.
Really?
Mm.
Does that not involve going to Scotland?
Woof. I know it's a chore, but...
You realise they have haggis up there?
Yes, but only in the wild. There are no domesticated ones, so if you keep off the hills, we should be fine.
Indeed. It could work, but where in Scotland is Concord?
You'll have to look on your clever computer.
I'm sorry, why do you believe that I am some kind of computer wizard?
Well, no, not you specifically, but is there like a computer console in the room?
Yeah, there's a computer console.
Does he use punch cards?
Do you want it to use punch cards?
Ada probably does.
Then it can use punch cards.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just have to punch in, like, a quick,
a quick 40-line request.
Yes.
We'll just sit here. It's fine.
Right, I think I'm done. Woof.
Excellent. That took you far less time than it did last time. Only 2 hours this time.
Well, you know.
Well done.
Woof.
Yes, there is one in the National Museum of Flight in... where the heck is that? That is somewhere called East Fortune, which is apparently in Scotland.
Apparently in Scotland.
Apparently.
Well, there we go then. So...
but I believe if we look on the clever map that this computer screen shows us is outside, and therefore we don't have to, you know, wheel it out or such, however that thing works, and then
I
do
think
whatever.
They call it taxiing, but yes, so all we have to do is get inside it and then,
well,
turn it on, I presume.
Yes.
Excellent. So, let's do that then?
Yes.
Now,
I'm going to get some more suitable clothing then if the bustle's not in anymore.
Yes. I think possibly some form of light adventure clothing.
Ooh.
I myself am sporting an adventure robe.
Yes.
It was all the rage.
Well, quite.
Oh God, I've just realised. Hogwarts is in Scotland. But yes, so, if we head up to this place and steal Concord, are we actually going to stop in LA to procure ourselves a steam trap? Or do you wish to fly the Concord directly to Riley?
Well, it depends how easy it's going to be.
Well, I don't know that Riley has a runway.
Yes, but if we're, you know, crashing seems a lot easier than landing.
And we are already dead. So, I see the logic in going straight there.
Okay.
We can always jump out a bit short.
I'm not sure
people
I can
love
actually...
it when I fall off things.
Oh, really?
Yes, it normally signals the start of Christmas.
Oh, I'm not sure I can actually swim, but we'll probably find out.
Again, we're already dead. We can just hit the bottom of the sea and then walk.
I suppose.
You're not thinking post-terminology? Yes, mortem.
Post-mortally.
Yes, post-mortally. Definitely the word I was looking for. Terribly.
Okay.
So you're going to Scotland.
Yes, we're going to go to Scotland, we're going to randomly steal Concord, then we're going to fly it all the way to Rylaye, ditch it in the sea and walk up the beach. It'll be like that bit out of James Bond. Obviously I'll be the one in the bikini.
Woof. Oh, are you offering?
No, I'm just certain that's going to be the case.
Right.
Who's rolling for stealing Concord and would approach you using?
Well.
I'm not sure I quite know how you go about stealing the big air bird.
I see. So what you're saying is you want me to plan it out methodically, like my previous assault on the Nakatomi Plaza. It was worked out to a millisecond. Just a shame that fuck Bruce Willis was involved.
Well, if you do that...
I hate that man.
Woof, woof. If you do that, I shall try and find some kind of, you know, instruction manual or something about what knobs I have to twiddle.
Yes, I believe some twiddling of knobs will indeed be of use. So I am going to very carefully plan a heist, if you will. A multi-layered heist that at one point is obviously set up to gain a certain aim, and at other points is obviously completely opposite to gaining that particular aim. The FBI will no doubt be involved at certain points, but they will be misdirected into doing something that I wish them to do. Yes. That I wish them to do.
Interesting, given you're in Scotland.
Yes.
FBI jurisdiction.
It is going to be very difficult to get the FBI there, but right. I am a very clever heist planner.
Okay, you want to roll for that then?
Yes, I absolutely wish to roll for this. Unfortunately, I'm not certain I can tag any of my aspects to help me with this. So, well, actually, that's not too bad. I will go with a total of 4.
Yeah, you meticulously managed to plan the heist. And indeed, somehow the FBI do randomly show up. And
the FBI turn up in Scotland.
They're very confused as to why the fuck they're in Scotland, but they don't really have time to think about it because your heist is so clever and misdirecting.
Just as planned.
Except they do somehow accidentally end up managing to refuel Concord for you, somehow. They still aren't totally sure how they did that.
Yes, well, you see, it was my plan all along. They, by accident, refuel it for me, and then we steal it.
Right, okay. Congratulations, you're flying Concord.
Well, we're inside Concord. I'm kind of hoping that Ada is flying Concord, because I'm not a flying guy.
Do I need to make some kind of role for...
piloting? What do you think would be relevant for piloting Concord? Bearing in mind it's a supersonic jet.
I have no idea.
Well, you could either do it in a flashy manner or a quick manner. I don't think a sneaky manner is going to work for something that produces a sonic boom as it is flying through the air.
Gotta go fast.
Yes, I shall probably go for quick.
That is a good
one. That fits for a supersonic jet. Okay, make your roll.
Okay. I only have 2. So, right, I've got +2 for this, so... I roll all four, don't I?
Yeah, you roll all four dice, and then you add the...
add whatever I've got.
Whatever you're adding them for.
So that's a plus one.
Yeah, total plus one.
Uh-huh.
Well, the problem here is you're not really used to flying anything modern. You're not that used to flying anything contemporary to you either. So, yeah. Well, you know, you don't crash. You're heading.
I consider this a positive.
You're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we want to do is travel all the way to the lost island of Rylai. Are you sure you're up to this?
It's not lost, it's on your GPS now.
Quiet you.
Google Maps updates really fast.
Yes.
Oh well, at least, as long as I've got something to point me in the right direction, I should be okay.
Yeah, the GPS is basically...
It does ping.
No, you've got the person with Brian Blessed's voice.
Excellent.
So it doesn't go ping, it goes, go that way, oh fuck!
Alright.
Pretty much. It wasn't necessarily designed for Concorde, but you're making it work.
Okay.
And it says we go left at the next junction.
Woof.
So yeah.
Do I have to give way?
We're in fucking Concorde.
There's no
I time. Think pretty much everything other than geese get out of our way.
The geese don't have time. You end up with some... Yeah.
Anyone from Feather Pillow?
You killed so many geese. You fucking monster.
Yeah.
That's alright, we can feature them in our plan later.
But not really, they're kind of smeared across your windscreen.
That went surprisingly Dr. Evil.
Maybe you want some duck pate. Well, the geese not duck, so that'd be tricky for it to be duck.
Anyway. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. Eventually though, not too eventually, because supersonic jet, approaching Rylai.
You can tell by the fact we can no longer look out the windows without feeling a scratching on our brain and a creeping wish that our eyes would explode from our heads and run the fuck away.
Okay, so I'm busy, like, twiddling knobs. So what actually is the... Yes. What is the actual plan when we crash?
Well, step one, crash.
No, I mean...
Step two...
Once we've finished the crashing.
Step three, profit. No, I got that wrong. Step one, crash.
Woof, yes.
Step two, leave wreckage.
Woof, right.
Step three, find the fuck who is trying to raise Cthulhu.
Woof.
Step four...
Hit your microphone, Alan.
Step five.
Profit. Woof.
Go home and drink tea.
Oh, good.
Or possibly demons from a teacup. Because I have to say, these demons from a teacup are fucking fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Not bad.
They're pretty fucking good, if you ask me. They're pretty fucking good.
Right,
I'm slowly sounding less and less like Alan Rickman.
So,
I need to remove my lips from my teeth.
I think we're on the crashing stage of the plan.
Okay.
We are indeed up to the crashing.
How are you planning on crashing Concorde in a fashion that won't obliterate all of you?
Woof, 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 woof.
There's a sea. That's how you know it's an island.
My plan...
It's an ocean, technically.
My plan is to exit the crashing...
Oh, are we leaving?
Flying, plane, before it actually makes contact with anything on the ground.
I see. So, we're going to jump out of the plane?
It's just think of it as falling off a tower, you'll be fine.
Ah, yes, I understand how to fall off a tower, it makes everybody happier.
Excellent.
I will indeed fall off the tower. And by tower, I mean Concorde.
Right, okay, so you're going to fall out of Concorde.
I am indeed.
Can I have rolls for people falling out of Concorde, please?
Can I please tag? my aspect of me falling out of things brightens people's day.
Yeah, yeah, well, fuck it, why not?
And I'm going to very carefully plan my fallout of Concord.
Jesus.
I should have put careful in. Ooh, why, fuck. I get one after tagging my aspect.
Okay, yeah, you,
It is not my best fall.
I would like to quickly try and, bodge something together if there is no actual, like... I'm assuming there's no parachute, because...
Well, they weren't on your board when you stole it. You didn't quite manage to get the FBI to give you some parachutes accidentally.
No, sadly, I had not featured that in my plan.
So I'm going to try and quickly bodge up some kind of something that I think might help me not completely splatter myself over the sea.
Okay.
Excellent. Well done. I just doubled out the door. I feel that one of us is doing this right and
possibly
one of us is
like,
doing this.
You know, part of my dress. And...
Very, very wrong.
That would be...
Very,
that would be three.
Okay, yeah, you managed to land with much more, precision than Alan.
Okay.
I do a spinning cartwheel into the sea and nearly explode.
But he doesn't. Because he's already dead anyway, so.
Yes.
It's fine.
Already.
Yes. Yes.
But yes, I will hit the sea and then wait until I sink to the bottom and start walking.
Yes. Are you aiming to land in the sea, Ada?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure I can swim, but
So you're aiming for dry land?
I shall aim for the sea, and then, you know, I can't drown, so...
I'm not certain that aiming for the land would be a good idea.
No. I'm gonna aim for the sea, and, you know, if I take to swimming, then fine. If not, I shall find Alan somewhere on the bottom.
Okay. I think you'll find it easier to see when we reach the shore. But...
No,
okay.
Yeah.
You can wander around the bottom of the Pacific Ocean blindly looking for Alan Rickman, who is wearing a black robe and has long black hair. I wish you every luck, and I will no doubt see you in a couple of hundred years.
Right.
Not that I'm being sarcastic, but that was the worst plan in the history of bad. But anyway...
Well, I shall flail at swimming and then head towards the land.
I will walk across the bottom because I'm dead already.
Okay. You both actually eventually make it there.
Excellent. Welcome to the island of Riley. You will notice that none of the angles add up to 180 like they're supposed to.
I don't like this. Do I have to come here?
Sadly, we have to come here because David Bowie is making us. While we would rather he was not making us, he is unfortunately, for some unknown reason, in charge. Which is not particularly helpful at this time.
Well, no, I was here first.
Yes, but you do not have the same strength of personality as he does.
Apparently not, no.
Well, you know, he is some kind of duke that outranks you.
Possibly in some universe, yes.
Well, the universe in which he is in charge would be the one that I think we are dealing with.
Okay, fair enough.
So, we should probably attempt to locate where these people are who are doing bad things with Riley. And then, once we have located them, you know, stop them.
Mm.
Because...
Bad things.
Cthulhu is bad, okay?
Well, I maybe have a punch card in my bag for that.
Yes. Unless you're intending to give them a particularly vicious paper cut, I'm not certain that's going to work. But feel free to give it a go. I'm right behind you. I take a step until I'm right behind her.
Okay.
Off you go.
That's comforting.
Don't worry. I will try and plan a way of dealing with this.
Right.
Try. And plan. On it. I guess we proceed further into Rylai.
Yeah. So you're making your way in through Rylai. As it turned out, Mr. Higgins got out of the plane fine too. He was just smart enough to land on land with a little doggy parachute because he's Mr. Higgins.
Well, he and Auntie Mabel travelled around in the plane all the time.
Of course he has.
So he was obviously prepared for crashing because Auntie Mabel was a notable lush.
So is the man who's had how much rum this evening?
Quite a lot of rum.
Half a D-bot.
I have had a considerable amount of rum.
It's okay, just no one mention the mystery pond and we'll be fine.
The mystery pond!
inside jokes about my alcoholism. Anyway.
The mystery pond.
What kind of approach are you taking to making your way through Rylai? Are you being sneaky? Are you being outright bold? Are you sort of just looking investigatorily? That's not even a word, is it?
I could come up with a cunning plan, but I feel that possibly we should be faster than that. Normally my plans take 48 hours and involve the FBI.
I'm not especially sneaky, but...
Well, fuck.
Well, I could try and, you know, put a few branches in my trousers or something. Would that help?
We're all looking at Ada in a what the ever living fuck. What about you, Mr. Higgins? Do you have any plan?
Mr. Higgins could go and scout out the way.
Okay, Mr. Higgins.
I mean, he's pretty good at sniffing out trouble.
Okay, Mr. Higgins, that almost sounds like an aspect.
Sniffing.
Okay, I'll make
trouble.
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
So my disguising with some branches is not helpful.
You can make a roll for that if you want.
If you're on an island that has recently come up from the base
of
the sea.
Yeah, so it's more like seaweed. Oh. A lot of seaweed and it's very soggy.
Maybe.
Although
not.
I'm sure you could put branches in your trousers, it would actually make you more obvious, not less.
I'm less happy with the seaweed, so maybe not.
That is because it is both lank and wet.
Like your hair.
Like my hair.
I ruined the punchline there, didn't I?
You absolutely ruined my punchline. But don't worry, I should take my revenge by ruining your plot.
You assume I have a plot.
Oh yes. Go, doggy, go.
Doggy goes.
Okay, make a roll.
What am I rolling? Is it sneaky?
I don't know. What approach are you wanting to take to scouting? Are you being sneaky when you're scouting? Are you doing sort of daring do, jumping around on top of things? Flashy sneaking and scouting?
It's probably being fairly sneaky. He was always quite good at, you know, going and finding things without anyone noticing. So.
Okay,
that wasn't too sneaky. That was only a one.
Okay. Well, you do a little trotting ahead, your little paws, and eventually you sort of come to a crest overseeing an area with some ruins, with some more of the lovely non-Euclidean geometry that is really messing with your mind. It's twisting your melon, man. Yeah, your melon should stay untwisted, but it's being toast twisted.
If you twist a melon hard enough, you can make it explode.
If you squeeze a basketball really hard, it'll explode. But basketballs don't hold grudges, but I do.
I'm sure he's quoting something, but I've got no fucking clue what it is.
Yes, I am. No, I'm not telling you.
Right.
Yes. Amidst these ruins, you can see various people wearing robes. Well, you assume they're people. They're robed figures. They're moving about, so I guess they're not mannequins or anything. They must be some kind of sentient beings. Okay, so are you returning back to the others to let them know your findings, or are you getting a little closer, Mr. Higgins, to find out some more info?
I think I'm probably going to say getting a little closer.
Okay.
He wasn't the sort to run back at the first sign of something interesting.
He was always getting into trouble without
Auntie
Mabel knowing.
Damn it, Auntie Mabel.
Damn it, Auntie Mabel, you delinquent. Delinquent isn't the word I wanted, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Negligent.
Yeah, you're negligent.
She was far too busy concentrating on what the episode was actually about.
God.
Like learning how paper was made. That was a very exciting episode.
So basically, it was in the same category of shit like Brum and Rosie and Jim. Except without the terrifying sentient puppets.
I don't remember those ones, but basically she'd fly somewhere in a spotty aeroplane and then get a tour around and she had a little side seat in the aeroplane for the dog.
Okay, so yes. Brum was a little sentient dog. No, she didn't say car. Where is it? Fucking dog, Jesus. That with
dry headlamps. Is the answer to the question.
Joe Grenner were in Toya Wilcox and Rated. Rosie and Jim were these two terrifying puppets that lived on a longboat with a dude called Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've descended into children's TV corner.
John, who steers the boat.
John, who steers the boat, accidentally backhead butted the wall.
I'm really sorry, we seem to have dropped into British children's TV nostalgia. This is what happens when we're all drunk.
It could be worse. I could start going on about animals of farthing worth
for
5 hours.
No, just fuck that noise.
So,
we could just talk about that. It'd be very depressing.
Yes, it would.
Anyway. Everybody fucking dies. All of the animals, they're all fucking dead by the end. And even worse, they don't even get to lie in repose in the countryside. No, they tarmac over those fuckers.
The baby mice get impaled on a tree.
Oh yeah, that shit happens. This
is British children's television. And now, the rest of the world, now that you understand why we are the way we are, you better. You really should.
Ooh, woo.
Whatever you do, don't pull that on the board. Because while I'd probably try and come over the table at you, I would do so.
Please don't.
I like you, but I don't like you in that way.
I'd probably do it sloppily and without any real great skill. Sorry, I had to finish my sentence after that.
Then you have to keep up afterwards.
Yeah.
You know I'm telling allegory about this, right?
Ladies and gentlemen of the listenership, we have been drinking.
This is our excuse,
some
and we're sticking
more
to
than
it.
Others.
Yes.
This fourth can.
I've gotten through 2 pints of
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm the one saying this.
Back on track,
Mr. Higgins. Make your roles for getting closer to these robed figures.
I'm not certain, but I think the dog is going to get into trouble.
That's 2.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually going to roll some dice now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
You know it's gotten really fucking serious when he's rolling dice.
Yes, serious, big quotes.
Serious. Black. What an ass. I made myself laugh. Seriously, serious black.
Serious black.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
God. Surely you can't be serious.
I'm very sorry, but you need to hand in your English card.
You're welcome to it, dude, over the recent goings on. You're welcome to it. Remember, I'm a citizen of the world, which means I'm a citizen of nowhere, which means fuck off, Theresa May.
Yeah.
Anyway, trying vaguely to swim back towards against the tide, back towards this game that we were playing. Anyway, Mr. Higgins, you make your way down the overlook, down towards these robed figures. You hide yourself behind some of the non-Euclidean ruins, which is tricky because you swear it keeps shifting when you look at it. It's kind of unsettling.
Does it smell funny too?
Oh yeah. Down here it stinks funny. Yeah.
Everything used to be under the sea. The whole place is like octopus crotch.
Octopuses don't have crotches.
They have eight crotches.
No, they have eight armpits. Different thing.
That's worse, isn't it?
They walk on their tentacles, therefore their crotches.
They're permanently having a bath, so they're fine.
That's why they don't. Water. That's why they don't use deodorant.
Thus, the makers of Lynx are sad because they're missing out on a shit ton of sales.
Yes, but the makers of Lynx are the worst people in the world, so.
I'm sure the US cabinet is the worst people in the world.
And that's the point at which we start cutting again.
How long did we stay on topic that for that time?
About 5 seconds. Well done. Good work, team.
Team.
It's gotten very sloppy. Because, frankly, we've been drinking.
This is going to be the shortest episode we've ever done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be like 2 minutes of us all giggling. We're going to start. It's going to be David Bowie. We're going to steal Concord. We're going to hit the sea. Then there's going to be silence for 20 minutes. And then a dog is going to get killed by a load of cultists. Sorry, I think I just spoiled the ending.
Get killed by a load of cultists.
Boo! Boo! No, doggies don't die. This is not John Wick.
Fuck those Russian bastards.
Fuck Theon Greyjoy.
Well, yes, him too.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, Mr. Higgins is you're hiding behind some ruins, listening to these cultists. They're chanting, as cultists are wont to do. You do realise that one of them sort of keeps looking over at the picture bunch of ruins you're hiding in. Sort of like,
you know what you need to do? Bite that fucker in the crotch.
You can't tell if basically because they're very long sort of hoods, very shadowy, so you can't really see who's underneath it. They're sort of going, you're like, No, couldn't. But yet.
I saw that TV show on cable.
I'm not certain, but this may be the campest cultist there has ever been.
No, it's not Kenneth Williams. Cultist Kenneth Williams would be the campest cultist ever.
Try and say that quickly 3 times.
He'd never be for Cthulhu, though.
No.
He'd be under David Bowie.
There are too many jokes, and we don't have time.
I'm married now.
So this cultist keeps looking over. Can I wait till they're not looking over and then just sort of shuffle back and run away again?
Okay, can you make me a sneaky roll?
How about if I'm waiting for the right moment so I can do it very quickly?
I'll allow it.
So just, you know, quick movement when they're not paying attention.
Okay.
I'm glad I did that. That was a 1 success.
Okay. Ooh. You go for it, and just as you think you've got away, they're sort of, over there, I saw something!
Run. I'm not certain, but I think the dog has just fucked us.
I don't know if the dog was fucking you. You want to make me another quick roll, please, Mr. Higgins?
Yep.
Come back to us, with the pooch.
So that's a grand total of 4.
Okay.
No, he's dropped a die.
Oh, no.
Well, we're utterly fucked now, because none of us is sober enough to pick it up.
That's not true. I was sober enough to use my foot to move it.
Good lord.
I'm not going to re-roll it.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. You do hear the sounds of pursuit, but they are fairly faint because you are quite fast. You are a little doggy.
Can I run off in a slightly angular direction and then sort of wheel back so I'm not just leading them straight to those guys?
Cool. Awesome. Okay.
Can I please make a plan?
Okay. What plan do you want to make?
I have a clever plan.
Okay.
because I assume that the dog is going to fuck up and wow. get into trouble wow. like he always did with Auntie Mabel. Therefore, I will arrange myself such that I will be able to ambush a number of cultists who are no doubt already pursuing the dog.
Do we have to dress up as bushes then?
No. We will be dressing up as cultists after oh. I've fallen on them from above, because me falling on things, me falling off things brightens people's day.
What are you on top of that you can fall off of?
One of these, cultists. Esoteric obelisks.
Okay, you know what that's... Okay, yeah, sure, why not? I'm going to fall off an obelisk under some cultists.
I got four. I fall off really well.
Okay.
I'm just going to, like, hide in the seaweed.
Okay, so...
I'm not certain, but I think Ada Lovelace has a foliage fetish.
Oh my. I'm not even sure what the term for that is. Furly, maybe?
Foliophilia? No, that is a love of books.
Ow, imagine the paper cuts.
Ooh, painful.
Ooh.
But anyway, I fall off something.
Yes, you do.
I brighten everyone's day.
Mr. Higgins, hooray! You do a circuitous route back. You manage to shake off a lot of the cultists. A couple, though, are persistent in following you. And they're still training you as you get back to where the others were when you wandered off to go have adventures in your adorable doggy fashion.
But it's okay, because I fall on them.
Yeah, Alan Rickman falls on them. They never had a chance, because Alan Rickman falls on them. And thus they are defeated.
I believe I
have procured us cultist robes.
Ooh, disguises.
We dress up in cultist robes, and yes, I do mean including Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, you manage to fashion from one of those little doggy robes.
He's just a very short cultist.
Very short cultist. The littlest cultist, like the littlest hobo, but more evil.
Aww. Really? More evil?
More evil than the littlest hobo. Yes, the littlest hobo was lovely because he went around befriending everyone.
And Mr. Higgins is lovely.
He flies around in his aeroplane.
Adorable eyes, and the aeroplane is like white with colourful spots on it.
So it's made out of Pudsey's bandana?
I don't know. Yeah, why not? What's Pudsey's bandana look like?
It's just white with multicoloured spots. It used to be just red spots, but then they changed it.
Oh.
And then they gave him a girlfriend or something.
I think I missed the point when they changed the colour of the spots.
It was a few years back, yeah.
Yeah.
They changed it so it sucks now.
They clearly copied the aeroplane because the aeroplane came first.
Yeah, fucking Pudsey. It's a fucking copycat.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Pudsey. Fucking dick. Fucking child supporting teddy bear.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I'm shaking my fist at you, Pudsey. You can't hear it. You sort of can. You can sort of hear the air moving. Yeah. Anyway, so you're all wearing cultist robes. Right, you're all wearing cultist robes.
I'm not sure what Alan Rickman didn't share the plan. I'm not sure.
Okay,
what the plan
so it's almost like stuck until Alan Rickman gets back. Anyway, so apologize. Alan, what was the plan once you got the robes?
Oh my.
Well, now that we have robes.
Yes.
We should infiltrate their chant and try and disrupt it by inserting...
Sorry, their what?
Their chant.
Oh.
And we should disrupt it by inserting... Well,
inserting.
I'll keep that part of the plan to myself.
Alan Rickman's going to fuck somebody.
I have a punch card. Will that help?
I don't think so.
No? The GM's giggling. That might help.
My current plan
suggested she's making gestures. Oh God!
She really is making gestures. It's quite disturbing. My current plan is to proceed to the chant, to where they're all chanting, and then
insert David Bowie lyrics into their chant until they're all too busy singing ashes to summon Cthulhu. It is quite a clever plan.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
In fact, possibly not ashes to ashes. Maybe Major Tom. Space Oddity.
Space Oddity. See, I was going to say Major Daydream, but...
We could really push the envelope. We could get them singing the Diamond Dogs.
Woof. Sorry, I don't have a punch card for that.
No.
You don't have a punch card for my lyrical genius.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to try and weaponize Bowie as the black.
Okay.
Because why would we not?
Okay. Okay, what sort of approach are you taking to infiltrating?
Well, I would assume that if we plan this heist... Sorry, I said heist again. If we plan this infiltration carefully, we can organize it such that they don't actually resist our entrance, but in fact welcome us and demand our presence. I'm good at these sort of things. My plans are planned meticulously. I sound much more like Dr. Evil and much less like Alan Rickman with every passing piece of alcohol.
$1 million.
Yes. So I will persuade them to include in there.
Okay. So you're not trying to persuade them you're actually the cultists that went to go and catch Mr. Higgins.
No, I'm going to persuade them we're new cultists that they desperately require for their chant to be effective.
What did the cultists that we took the robes off look like?
Underneath the robes?
Yes.
I'm guessing not a dog.
Probably not a dog. Like guys, sort of like your usual sort of cultisty guys. It's like,
so nobody we...
So slightly nobody sweaty.
Famous. Nobody famous. Anyone would recognise.
Nobody famous, no.
Okay. But they are human.
Yeah, they are human.
Okay. Well, I don't see why we can't just walk up and go, nah, we could find them.
Except for Robert Higgins.
We could do that, or well, we could go with my clever plan of persuading them that they have to invite us to join the cult, otherwise they will be unsuccessful. I mean, I know it is rather a complicated plan, but I think we should stick with what we're good at.
Complicated and convoluted.
Crashing Concord and foiling that bastard Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Because if you didn't, you failed, he threw you off the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes, but by falling off the Nakatomi Plaza makes everybody else happy, so... win for me.
Let's go with your plan then.
And you all fucking cried when I died in Harry Potter?
Not really.
You fucking shut up, don't you stone-hearted bastard.
Sorry, call me back when you're bing-bonging Inside Out.
Some kind of toweling creature.
He was an imaginary friend, and he was amazing. And I cried.
Yes,
well... We all did.
I've not seen that.
Okay, I've spoiled something for you, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't worry about it too much. It will be another of the many millions of films you will never see.
Yeah. You wrote me a list and then you lost it.
I briefly found it.
Really?
And then you lost it again.
No, then I packed it into a box.
Really? Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
So I'm going to come up with a clever plan to force them to include us in their chant.
Okay.
I'm going to persuade them that it is the most important thing they've ever done.
Okay, you're going to make me roll that, please.
I'm totally going to do that thing you just asked for. It is phenomenally successful at 4.
Okay.
I'm Alan Rickman. When I plan something, it stays planned.
You approach the cultists, make your... What will you say to them?
What will I say to them? I will say, we heard you were having a cultist party on this island, but it seems like you're not
particularly trendy cultists. We are quite trendy cultists, but we're not certain whether we should join you. Prove to us that you're worthy, and maybe we will. And then when they invite us to join them to prove themselves, we will in fact insert the lyrics to Space Oddity into their chant and ruin their whole chanting process.
They look a little dubious at first, but they decide they do need more numbers because they're those guys that they sent
three
up that dog.
Wandered off.
Yes, she's a dog and they've never come back. Obviously, a Shoggoth ate them. That must be it.
Fucking hope that Shoggoths are frankly terrifying.
So, they recommence chanting.
Yes.
Aya, Cthulhu, Vatagan. Aya, Cthulhu, Vatagan.
Major Tom.
Aya, Cthulhu, Vatagan. Aya, Major Tom. Aya, Cthulhu, Vatagan.
Take your protein pills.
Aya, protein pills. Aya.
The stars are looking very different today.
Aya.
I don't think I should have inserted that line.
I'm
not certain, but I think I've been too successful.
I'm not sure, I think I've been too successful.
Somebody do something.
Aya. Woof. The target.
Don't look at me, I'm reading off like a printed out version of the lyrics.
You brought pre-printed laminated sheets of the lyrics to Space Oddity, just in case.
Just in case.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Dagen.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Aya.
Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown.
Engine's on.
Now, while they're distracted, shall we go and see who's in charge?
I'm not certain.
Yes, I think I've got too much control, and it's starting to scare me.
You carry on. We'll.
Yes.
Nip off.
Yes. Okay. So Alan's going to keep them clean, and you two are running off to see who is the head of the cultists.
Yes.
Shout if you need my help.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean for you lot to say that.
I'm going to go sniffing around for who smells important, because they've got to smell important.
Okay, well, there is a robed figure, a big robed figure at the head of everything, sort of leading the chant.
He smells of Axe body spray and prejudice.
He's got Octodad. Nobody suspects a thing. Okay.
Do you have a hideously heavy headdress?
He's wearing a robe, so a sort of covered robe so you can't see him. He is it's more ornate robe. It's like some gold and leafy, sigilly type stuff on it. It's very fancy.
Okay. We want to see who it is, so try and like, there's no point in just going, hi. So we'll, I don't know, I'll whisper to Mr. Higgins and go, can you jump and,
hood off.
Okay. I can try it.
Okay, Mr. Higgins, how are you going to do this?
Well, I was a TV dog, so I can do flashy. You know, an acting dog must be able to pull off a good trick.
Okay.
So I'm going to leap and try to drag his hood in a sort of nicely, exciting looking way. You know, something an audience would like.
Somersault.
To
you're going to do a fucking somersault. Dog's gonna do a fucking somersault, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch as this goes horribly wrong.
No.
That was one.
Okay, well you've got refresh.
Oh, I do.
You do have refresh if you wanna.
Tag your I'm a TV dog.
Yeah, you can tag your I'm a TV dog because you did specifically specify that you were a TV dog to do this.
Okay.
Wacky somersault, so you can tag that for a +2, so that makes it 3.
Alright.
So you leap out of the crowd at the head cultist. He's a bit sort of, he didn't actually see this coming, so,
you don't say.
Yeah.
He didn't expect a dog in a robe to fuck him up.
So he's sort of,
I expect that all the time.
He does sort of bat you aside, but in the process his hood comes off, and you discover that the head cultist is a gorilla?
What the ever-living fuck.
A gorilla who appears to have had a bullet hole in his head, and yet somehow is still leading a cult of cultists to chant stuff.
It's a zombie gorilla. Oh, fuck. I know who it is. Damn you, Harambe!
Curse you! How did you know it was me?
Not to be funny, but you're the only famous gorilla who's ever died.
Yes, yes, it's true. It is I, Harambe, who was killed in the Cincinnati Zoo because some fucking 3-year-old fell in my enclosure and they thought I was going to eat him or something. Which I totally was, but that's beside the fucking point.
Wouldn't a banana have been better?
Look, how often do I get to eat 3-year-olds? How often does anyone get to eat 3-year-olds? Especially ones who are stupid enough to wander into your enclosure.
Harambe, I see. While I understand your wish to eat 3-year-olds, I'm less certain about your summoning of Cthulhu.
I died for mankind's sins. Well, okay, I died because I got out of my enclosure, but
you
look.
You died mostly because Americans are trigger happy.
Yes, and what did happen in response to it? Was there anything gained? No, I became a fucking internet meme. Several thousands
of people were really bummed out. Does that count for nothing with you?
Yes, yes it does. For God's sakes, thousands of people wrote me for, as a write-in entry for the American presidential election. And yes, I would have been a better president than Donald Trump. But quite fucking frankly, so would a doorstop.
More people were bummed out about you dying than they were about me dying. Which is kind of a sad depiction of humanity.
No, I'm pretty sure everyone was really bummed out when you died, Alan.
Well, true.
Even I would have been bummed out if I wasn't dead already. I think I was dead before you. I agree,
you would have been a better president than Mr. Cheeto Face. However, I'm afraid we can't allow you to summon Cthulhu. That's a bit of a... Well, it's kind of the nuclear option.
No, I don't care what you would allow... It's what's going to happen.
I don't think you quite understand. Arrayed before you, you have the finest thespian, the finest programmer, and the finest dog that Britain has ever achieved. You don't get a choice on whether we're going to allow you or not. You've already lost. You just don't know it yet.
We shall see! Minions, attack them!
Unfortunately, I have a clever plan.
Okay, Alan, what's your clever plan?
While I was chanting the words to Space Oddity, I was also tying everybody's robes together.
Okay, can I have a roll to see how well you tied them all together?
I don't know what you want me to roll.
Well, you were doing a planning thing, so I guess a planning
clever?
Thing? Yes, clever. How clever were you on that one?
I'm dropping dice all over the place like the lush that I am.
Oh, dear.
Really badly. I'm going to tag my everyone thinks I'm a bad guy for a fucking reroll.
You do that.
Because, frankly, -3 would suck.
Tell those cultists.
-1 is less bad. So I will take that.
All the cultists could roll worse.
I will get 2 at that point.
They don't. It holds for a moment, and then unfortunately the knot sort of come undone. Turns out you were never a Boy Scout.
My lack of Boy Scouting knowledge is going to be our downfall. Get them, Mr. Higgins.
There's many, many surly cultists. Mr. Higgins, what are you going to do about the surly cultists around you?
Well, I'm only a very small dog. And
yes.
There's a lot of cultists.
Yes.
Yes, but you've got a lot of spunk.
No, that's you in the teapot.
That's the demon in the teapot.
The demon in the teapot has nothing left. He's all gone.
He's dry. So, I'm guessing, because I'm just a small dog, they're probably paying more attention to these guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and trip them up.
Okay, cool.
By running around their ankles.
Okay, so what else do you want to make for that one?
Well, I don't really want them to notice me, so I don't want to be too flashy, but I could try and quickly run to their ankles at just the right moment.
Give me a quick roll, please.
Quickly, fuck them up,
Mr. Higgins. That is 3.
Okay, yeah, you trip over a whole bunch of cultists, but we're just darting around and getting between their feet and making them go, and someone does a Wilhelm scream. I can't replicate the Wilhelm scream.
Nobody can. They actually got a professional yodeler to do the Wilhelm scream.
Awesome. But one thing I can do, though... There we go.
That is a professional yodeler at the peak of their abilities.
Wow.
God bless you, man, who did the Wilhelm scream.
I did not know that.
God bless you.
He was a... like, country singer as well, I think.
Huh. Now I need to put my phone back on the silent again. Yeah, someone does a Wilhelm scream because you tripped them over. You damn doggy, you. Ada, what are you going to do to handle all these cultists running about?
I have no actual weapon. Being like
your brain is your weapon.
Mathematician kind of scientist kind of person.
Yeah.
But I do have punch cards. So okay. I'm gonna like flick them into like cultist faces.
Okay. How is it? That sounds very flashy. Is that a flashy thing?
That is kind of flashy, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best the British Empire could achieve.
The donkeying.
Well, I tied everybody's ropes together badly. The dog's kicking ass, and we're throwing cards at people.
The dog's only tripping people up, though. It's not actually murdering anyone.
I'm fairly certain this is how we lost the Empire.
Hang on, let me think.
Hardwick has to count. It's
hard. I have to count.
It's hard to count after that much demons.
It's hard to count with demons.
Demons,
I get a plus one, though.
Okay.
You did come in a teacup.
All that coming. You do throw that. It's not really very effective.
It's just kind of a distraction.
It's mostly annoying is what it is. It's like, oh, quit it. Quit it.
Well, you know, if they're doing that, they're not actually hitting me.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. How fellow if he's a long-term fan? Not great. I have a limited supply.
Do you want to do some form of dodge roll? Because the cultists are trying to beat you up. Many because they're annoyed you throw the ropes together. They're focusing on you, mainly. They can't really get at Mr. Higgins because he's tiny. They feel a bit bad beating up all of them.
So they should.
They're humorous cultists.
Frankly, I suspect that I can probably do that. I am going to forcefully turn to them and say, back off. I'm the word of God, me. But I'm going to try and do it with just a dice roll first. That's pretty good. I will take my 3 from forceful.
Okay.
People don't have the RADA accreditation to assault me in theatrical combat. You can go away.
They actually look a bit crestfallen and sort of scuff their feet a little looking at the ground. They sort of turn and walk off.
Yes. Keep walking.
Okay, you turn back around and Herembe is fucked off.
Was nobody watching the fucking giant fucking gorilla?
No, apparently no one was.
I was busy flicking my cards. Buff!
There are too many jokes. Let's just find the gorilla and shoot him in the face again, shall we?
Look at the gun!
That's not the point.
Okay.
If I was Harambe, where would I go? Probably to the great big doors in the centre of Rhyre to attempt to force them open with my monkey strength.
Okay,
Where did he go?
Sniff where he went?
Well, you could try and track him.
Yeah. Or we could do that.
Or you could do that.
Because that's probably...
What would I use to try and track someone as a small dog?
That's a good question. I've actually spoken my iPad in this, I think.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
He's looking at the rules.
I know. The...
I'm not certain what's happening.
Yeah. This is only a 50-page rulebook.
Is that a theme tune to Rainbow?
It wasn't intended to be, but maybe...
Somebody should have played Jeffrey.
No...
Zip. So you call on the powers of Zippy, Punkle, and all of the others.
I'm Pepe. That or it sounded like a really, really fucking stupid version of Skeletor. I'd say that would have
Skeletor.
To be a clever role.
Oh dear.
If he had his testicles trapped in
his
yeah, testicles! Fucking beast! Man, you little shit!
Well, that's one success. cleverness.
Okay.
TV dogs don't have to be too... Like, they don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Sniffing things. They have far better things to do.
So, thankfully, Harambe has a pungent odour, mostly consists of bananas and rotting flesh. So you're able
this to... This is diet of three-year-olds.
Yeah. They did the right thing. He would have eaten that child, I'm sure of it. Yeah. Anyway. So, it turns out Alan's first supposition was correct. He is heading in towards the centre of Rylai, presumably where there are some giant doors.
Do you know what we need to not do? Allow him to open the giant doors. I've played this role-playing game. He's 1d6 of us around and there's only 3 of us. That's below average, people.
That's not good odds. Let's,
no. Now I'm just wondering where the fuck Alan Rickman played Call of Cthulhu. Is this like a whole fucking Vin Diesel plays D&D while shooting Chronicles of Riddick?
Let's be perfectly honest. If Alan Rickman was going to play some form of role-playing game, which role-playing game would he play? It wouldn't be D&D. And it certainly wouldn't be fucking Minions and Masterminds. He would be a Cthulhu man all the way through.
No, I somehow see him more of the Planescape Torment man.
All the way through. Yeah. Like if you cut his arm off, there'd be little tentacles coming out.
Oh shit.
You know my secret.
No, don't kill Mr. Higgins. He's too adorable.
Right, we must go and find this psychotic gorilla and make him pay.
Yes.
Make him pay once and for all. Again.
Okay, so what approach are you taking? You're being careful, you're being sneaky, you're gonna run in there quickly. You're like, fuck off.
I'm sure these people have got plans. I'm going to be factoring in my own ideas.
I'm going to be fairly careful in the approach.
Okay.
I'm assuming Mr. Higgins is going to run in like a mad canine. Let's be honest. Auntie Mabel would have been very disappointed in your carefulness so far.
I don't know, he was very good at doing things without getting spotted was the thing, and then they go, oh no, he's caused all this trouble later on. So it's whether I do sneaky or whether I do run in like a mad canine.
Well, he could be a sneaky. That was me causing part of the floor to go plonk.
Okay.
He's probably quite focused on sniffing.
Okay.
Rather than worrying about running in like a mad canine.
I'm sure there's a lot to sniff.
Cocaine!
Oh, following the smell of bananas and rotting.
You know what?
Yeah.
If we can find an entire pile of cocaine for Mr. Higgins to sniff, I'm quite happy with the outcome of this.
We're not getting the dog high on cocaine.
But his combatability would increase 20-fold.
And then his septum would fall out.
His entire snout would probably fall off, but as long as we kill the gorilla, I don't care.
Okay,
I'm,
anyway.
I'm, yeah.
If folks just want to make rolls at this point, for okay. Whichever approach it is they wish to go.
I'm doing more cautious.
I'm going to think carefully back to my time as a Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Okay.
And try and work out the optimum angle to summon a Hound of Tindalos. So that the first thing that it will see will be Harambe the Gorilla.
Okay,
I'm quite clever. And I believe I've got one faith point left, which I may need in a second.
Okay. Okay, so what did everyone get?
One. I would like to... I'm not very careful at all, so I would like to re-roll.
Okay. What aspect are you using for that?
I'm going to try and...
I'm Lord Byron's daughter.
I'm going to try and tag daddy issues.
Not entirely sure how that's relevant, but...
She's related to Harambe. They don't like to talk about it.
I know Lord Byron fucks a lot of things. You know what, actually, Lord Byron fucking gorilla does not sound that strange to me.
It's not unusual.
Also, I'm too... you know what, I'm too drunk to give a shit anymore, so fuck it, go ahead.
Fair enough.
This is the sloppiest session of the cult we have ever recorded.
Oh, dear.
But I do get one success now.
I get
good.
Three. Hounds of Tindalus all over your face.
Okay, ew, so... No. Do you rub it in the skin still?
Hey?
No, no, no.
Okay.
a nice quick answer to preclude any further explanation.
Okay, so...
Rub it off, if that's how you like it.
You get to the centre of the island, and sure enough, Harambe is pounding on the gigantic fucking doors.
You see, that's the response of a gorilla who doesn't know better. Presumably because he's got a 7.62mm caliber round stuck in his brain.
He turns when he sees you approaching. Well, you've got not quite close because you're very basically thinking. You fools. You won't stop me. I'll have my revenge on the human race. You all deserve it anyway.
Now, I may be a zombie. I think it's my duty to tell you at this very point, Hound of Tindalus. Get him, lads.
Yes, the Hound of Tindalus jumps out of an angle. Not Kurt, I'm afraid.
It's over to the rest of you. I've done my bit.
And starts attacking him.
Oh no, I don't like these angles.
Quick,
I can't deal with this.
Quick, Dr. Higgins. Fuck him up.
Dr. Higgins?
I've given you a raise. Go for it. Go for it.
Don't mention handbags. Come on.
Okay, Mr. Higgins could also run in and help with the attack. Sort of in a way of, well, this is a much bigger dog.
Ooh,
and I'm only a little dog. Maybe it'll let me be its pack mate. And help it.
Be friendly with the Hound of Tindalos.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, make a roll for that with whichever approach he's
going. You're going to end up with a buddy who can wander through time and space and murder people as long as they're not in a round
room.
Well,
it's obviously Pack Alpha, so you know. I'm going to...
Bend over for it.
I'm going to try going with Flashy to impress it with my abilities.
Okay.
And it should
adopt. You're
going to
do some more fucking somersaults. Go, Mr. Higgins, do a fucking somersault. Do a flip. Do a fucking flip.
Mr. Higgins only got one success on that.
It's sort of... The Hound of Tindalus takes a second from trying to savage Harambe, sort of look at you and go, okay. Just saying it. It doesn't actually say that. It's just me giving a facial expression. Because I can't do facial expressions because we're on radio.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then he's like trying to savage Harambe. Sort of putting up a fight against it. Ada, do you have anything to add to this? Bizarre conflict?
This bizarre fuck-up of coincidences, basically.
I'm not sure. besides giving him a serious kind of card cut.
Paper cuts sting.
Paper cuts do sting. But whether they affect, you know, like, furry, like, gorillas, I'm not sure.
Do you want to make a roll?
Why not? I'll give him a good slashing.
Okay, you're gonna slash him.
I'm gonna be forceful in my slashing.
Oh, okay.
You're going to forcefully slash him.
I am.
With a card.
With a card. I get no successes, but I'm sure it's some kind of distraction.
It does actually work as a distraction. Bizarrely. A paper cut! That really fucking stings! And then the Hound of Tindalus is on his throat, and there's much rolling and flailing, and yeah.
Can I climb to the top of something nearby and fall on it?
Okay, you're climb to the top of the actual doorway.
Hey, Harambe! It's Christmas!
There's a fucking
fucking hell!
Fully roll.
I don't know, would that be forceful?
I or flashy.
Let's assume forceful because that's five.
And I just rolled all negatives on the dice. Alan Rickman just did a motherfucking moonsault off the fucking gates of Roylet onto Harambe in a pound of Tinderloss. Yeah, you fucking crush his ribs.
I'm not certain, but I think we just saved the world.
And then
the high five. Rips his not you, out. Dog. We'll shake your hand in a minute. Shake hands. Good dog.
And then the gates open.
Oh, well, shit.
And out comes a tiny, fluffy Cthulhu. About as tall as Mr. Higgins.
Hi.
Is that it?
I'm very sorry, but you've been awakened incorrectly.
He looks down the ground sadly, turns around, and slopes back in. And the gate's shut behind him.
Night! Quick, let's get out of here.
At this point, a flying tiger made of lightning shows up.
Oh,
well
now
done, everyone! You saved the day! And thankfully have ended the threat of Harambe, that stupid fucking gorilla.
Worst gorilla ever.
Yes, it was terrible.
You see, you just shouldn't prey on the young.
Well, you shouldn't maybe have the young fall in your enclosures. It's just too tempting to eat them.
Well, hang on a minute. I think we're finding out things about David Bowie, who didn't know
I'm just before. Saying, the Berlin years were really hard and I was on a fuck ton of heroin. Crazy shit happened.
Okay, I think we might all go back to England now.
Yes.
I need to lie down. I've fallen off several things today.
And made people very happy, Alan. It's what you do. Quickly, everyone, onto my tiger made of lightning.
I think I made the entire world happy. After all, they're not being eaten.
Yeah, they just have to put up with Donald Trump and Theresa May and Marianne Le Pen and global warming and the threat
I'm not going to repeat my previous comments.
Vladimir Putin and
everyone else.
Doom, crisis.
Doomy, doomy, doomy.
You're bringing the
tone down, yeah.
David, shut up, David. You're bringing the tone down. We're supposed to be flying off when you're taken by the lightning.
Yes, you're right. Everyone on my tiger, while I sing Moonage Daydream.
You can do that if you want, but I'm not going to listen.
And thus you fly off into the horizon as the credits start to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 150 of The Cult of Tea and Dice.
A.K.A. the sloppiest episode you've ever recorded.
Fuck yeah. This was a three load in the rear sloppiness.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to work out what parts of this we're allowed to save.
Not much. This thing is run through an hour 50, and yeah.
So let me put it this way. I suspect this episode has run for about 40 minutes. Now, we recorded for over 2 hours.
No, we recorded for an hour 50.
We were paused for some of that time. We recorded for over 2 hours, but quite a lot of it has gone away. Now, remember that the stuff you just heard is the bits I left in.
The rest of it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good, but I don't think we're allowed to say it on the internet.
You can say anything on the internet. It's the internet.
Not through iTunes, you can't.
No. Oh, yes, and we do want those lovely, lovely iTunes reviews. Give us iTunes reviews.
Oh, do I have to do the end
no, bit? Fuck it, I'll do the end bit spiel.
Excellent, because I'm drunk.
So, yeah, you can speak to us, you can Google, you can send us emails at cultteaanddice@gmail.com. I got there in the end. You can speak to us on Twitter at cultteaanddice. You can talk to Mordrigan at Mordrigan.
Not right now.
He's fucking pissed as a
fuck. I am. Quite
you
drunk.
Can talk to me at Blondie Fox. You can talk to Archive at T Gremlin.
You can't talk to me, but because I have my own name on Twitter.
I didn't even know you were on Twitter.
Neither did I.
A shocking revelation.
Shocking revelation. Shit, I didn't get to be in this special. Shit. But yeah,
he turns up just too late to punch Harambe in the testicles.
Fuck, I'm the post-credit scene to tease for the sequel.
Yeah.
So we can have
episode 200.
Episode 200. I'm just going to do that one as I'm going to, I don't know, whatever. Carry on with the spiel. Please leave us iTunes reviews. We like those. It means other people can find us and listen to this appalling, terrifying mess.
Most of it isn't this bad.
Thank you. Good night. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when in doubt, punch your MB.
We love you.
Bye.
We're totally drunk.